Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I continue my conversation with Rob Hogue, who recently had an event in Washington speaking about his candidacy for the Democratic nomination for U.S. Senate.
I also think voters are ready for a champion for climate action and clean water and the environment, and that is a person who I would be. You know, I really do believe that it's not just the right thing to do, but it works best when we have an economy that works for everyone. I have been a strong supporter of workers. I voted to raise the minimum wage. I support raising the minimum wage again. I believe in investing in education and training. And again, for me, that's a social justice issue, because if you can invest in education, training, and employment, I'd much rather do that than pay the price of poverty and crime and welfare. And I think we need to uplift our economy for everyone. So, and I have a record that shows that. I've also been endorsed by over 90 of my current and former legislative colleagues. And Sally, the reason that's important is because those are the people who know me doing the job of being a legislator. They've seen what I do and they support me. And despite all the noise you hear around politics, at the end of the day, serving in Congress is a job. So I'm running to the United States Senate because I want to make Congress work again. I want to do the job. And I think I have the skills to do that. And I look forward to visiting with Iowans, not just in Washington, Iowa, but all across our state.
And are those endorsements on both sides of the aisle?
No, those are Democratic endorsements, and you know, party makes a difference for people. But I have worked across the aisle with a number of Republicans in the Iowa legislature. We have taken some very difficult issues in the past and found a way to pass them with bipartisan support. One example of that is our solar energy tax credits. We found a way in divide government to pass those in 2012, and there's been a solar energy boom in Washington County and across our state as a result. And that's a positive development. We also had a very difficult flood mitigation program that we tried to pass, that we had to pass in 2012. And I led the Senate through that process, and we passed that 50-0. Even Joni Ernst voted for it. And so I believe I'm somebody who can work with people across the aisle and actually get things done. It doesn't mean we're going to agree on everything, but sometimes you just have to set aside those things you don't agree on and focus on doing the job. Nominations is not something you can set aside. In the Iowa Senate, we vote on every nominee from Governor Branstad. Now, sometimes we'll let him know that a candidate doesn't have the support and he'll choose to withdraw that candidate, or he'll find out some other reason why he needs to withdraw a candidate. But unless the governor withdraws a candidate, we give every nominee an up or down vote. And that's the way that process is supposed to work. You know, in Iowa, we confirm probably well over 96-97% of all the governor's nominees. Occasionally, there's going to be somebody we disagree with. That the nominees deserve a vote.
And in closing, is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners?
You know, I think we've covered really some of the highlights. I want to encourage people to get involved. I know people get discouraged by the political arguments that they hear, but getting involved really makes a difference. So get involved, reach out, study the candidates, and choose who you think will do the best job for our state and country over the next 6 years in the United States Senate.
That's been today's Washington Page with Rob Hogue, who is seeking the Democratic nomination for U.S. Senate to run against Chuck Grassley in November. This is part two of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.